Hi, I'm Roger Steinert, Chair of Ophthalmology at the University of California, Irvine, and Director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute. I'm here in Amsterdam at the ESCRS meeting on Monday, the last day that I'll be here. And today I heard three interesting presentations all related to anterior segment OCT. We're continuing to, I think, explore ways to use this technology to our benefit. One of the presentations was using OCT postoperatively to follow corneal transplants, both full thickness and DSEC and DMEC, trying to anticipate early signs of rejection with changes in OCT. I wasn't entirely convinced that this was going to work, but certainly an interesting concept. The second presentation was on using OCT to monitor the reaction of the cornea to collagen cross-linking for keratoconus particularly, as well as for other conditions such as treating LASIK ectasia. The basic idea is that there is increased signal return with cross-linking so that you can quantitatively get some measure of the success of your treatment. It's also useful potentially as a way of evaluating some of the different techniques that are being proposed, epithelium on, epithelium off, or partial disruption of the epithelium, different soak times for the riboflavin and different carriers for the riboflavin that penetrate differently, and different UV exposure densities and time. So all of those variables are in play, multiple presentations on those, no consistent finding really, but nevertheless, the use of OCT is one way of trying to get a quantitative measure, I think was quite interesting. And then the third most novel was a presentation that Hagstreit is trying to incorporate, or is incorporating, anterior segment OCT into the operating microscope. You know, there have been procedures where we say, gee, I really wish I knew what was going on in a true three-dimensional sense, and we haven't been able to do that. So they showed some early videos of actually a DSEC procedure and a DMEC procedure, the stripping off of the patient's decime membrane, the insertion of the donor material. And it was interesting, and it did show some detail. It also shows the challenge because the operative manipulations and movements create quite a bit of artifact with the eye moving around. So it looked like the technology was promising, but also really just first generation. So that'll be very interesting as well to see how that evolves. This is Roger Steinert reporting from Amsterdam on behalf of Medscape.